You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
He was like a parrot, like, yes, this is exactly what they'll do. Exactly what they'll do. Trades, 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 trades. And now it comes to the next year. It's like, Dave kept saying this. He was on my shoulder parroting everything I was saying.
So the problem is that he was a parrot. That's your problem.
Problem is that he's blaming me where he said the exact same thing. That's my problem.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
The Niners do have tons of
Yeah.
On 98.7.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird.
How about Santiago? So your problem is he's a parrot.
The best part of that whole thing, though, is people didn't see it on television, because we're not on television, is how, like, you...
He actually gritted his teeth.
You can hear it, though.
He actually gritted his teeth.
Because I'm sitting here making a point, then you make the most asinine point ever, Ray. So your issue is that he's a parrot.
I was kind of trying to see how far I could push you.
I was trying to accentuate it. You wanted more parrot noises.
You pushed it far. This portion of the show is driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. By the way, I got to give you tremendous credit today. The NJ Diet reads... elite. Absolutely elite.
Beautiful. That's fine. Listen,
no wonder they wanted you.
Yeah, like, I mean, you weren't doing the job. Mm-mm. And I'm more than happy to do all the reads for the show. No biggie.
All the reads?
I'll do the heavy lifting.
You know what? I have no issue with that.
All the serious, long, you know, long.
The reads that mean something.
Right.
College Hoops update means nothing.
No, I'm not saying that. You need a smaller task.
It's fine.
I've really excelled in this role, and I think they've understood that, and now greatness wins, and now it's me.
Did you try your greatness wins shirt on?
I did.
I like mine a lot.
I got a 3/4 zip.
I like mine a lot.
It's good for golf.
Beautiful. I think they were thinking about that when they sent it to you.
Can we talk quickly?
Yeah.
And this is because we have the two best in the entire business in Santiago and RJ. How bad Billy Epler's trade deadline was officially now?
Rough. What was it? It was Ruff, it was Naquin, it was Vogelback, and...
It was Givens.
And it was Givens.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, it doesn't make sense. It was so bad.
Awful.
Awful. You're right. Well, you know what? They had a bad trade deadline. They tried to remedy that by bringing in Carlos Correa. It didn't work out, and we'll see what this season brings. I mean, here's the thing. The other teams in your division are scary, because Miami's not awful. They won't compete with you. They're not awful. And Atlanta's terrific, and Philadelphia's terrific.
Yeah. I mean, you saw what Trey Turner did at the WBC, especially now with the new rules and everything else. I mean, that guy's awesome. They'll get Harper back.
He's out for a couple months, though.
Yeah, that's fine. And then you're going to get Acuna back this season, you know, another year removed from the knee.
Right. Albies is now healthy. He missed a ton of time last year.
You got Harrison center field.
Okay, here's my question for you.
I've got to imagine, too, that Olsen's going to be better now.
He's
got to
be better. He's going to be 100%. What team scares you the most? The
Braves.
Braves are you don't even think about it.
No.
Nope. Yeah, I agree.
Braves are scary, man.
Couldn't agree with you more. I mean, their closer is Raisel Iglesias, too. Now, I know he's banged up, but still. I mean, he's better than what they've had in the bullpen the last couple of years.
Right. Any idea how your boy Vogelback did this spring?
No, but I'm going to guess it's pretty poor since you're making such a point out of it.
Yep, he had 39 at-bats, no home runs.
How do you no home run? That's why he's here.
5 RBI.
Uh-huh.
He batted a 205, had a 233 on-base percentage.
Which is amazing. That's actually his strength is his on-base.
Yeah, not so much. And had a slugging percentage of 256.
So he's had a bad spring.
Has not had a good spring.
He's had a bad spring. But how many times have you seen a guy go through the motions in spring and then the season starts and they lights out? That happens.
Right. Yeah. You struggle. That's fine. But I mean, you're also talking about a guy that, I mean, he's not a guy that hits a lot of home runs though. It doesn't run the base as well. Like, what's the benefit to having him?
He's the best you have. I mean, what do you want me to do? Lie to you? He's the best. You don't have any better option. You want to put Beatty in that place? You want to put Vientos in that place? You want to put Escobar in that place and play Beatty at third? What are you looking to do? Do you have a better option?
Vientos, I would have done. I'd rather Beatty play third and Escobar DH.
Obviously, they don't trust the young guys. No?
I mean,
they set everybody down.
Listen, I understand what you're saying. I get it. But, I mean, to go from the excitement of Carlos Correa is going to be a Met, where the owner comes out and says, we have everything but a bat. His words, I wrote the quote down, we needed one more hitter. You still need one more hitter.
Correct.
You don't have it.
Okay, I agree with you, but do you need the hitter today, or do you need the hitter at some point as the season moves along?
Well, listen, at some point, yes, you're going to need him. Would I like to have that hitter now, knowing how...
The competition in the division.
Right, the fact we don't have Edwin Diaz now for the entire season?
I agree, but what do you want to do now? Now that you're in a moment where you lose your closer and you move on from Ruff and Vogelbach is a guy that you have zero confidence in, now you're just going to make a desperation trade?
No, but I think it definitely, I mean, you can't afford now, like you can't afford to lose Lindor, you can't afford to lose Alonso, you can't afford to lose Marte.
No, and you saw what happened last year when Marte went down,
right.
Completely hemorrhaged on the team.
Like you cannot afford any of those injuries.
No.
At all.
Listen, we went through it earlier at the Mets lineup. From 6 through 9, it's not elite. It's not. Your top five are very good. And you know what else also? There's a lot of pressure on the top five. You know, Marte has to do, we talk about Marte can't get hurt, correct. He also has to play well. Lindor has to play well. Alonso has to play well. Because you imagine that 6, 7, 8, and 9 are not going to be guys that give you huge production all season long.
No, you got to imagine the catching position is going to be better. I feel like you've upgraded there.
Yeah, they like Narvaez.
And I think Escobar will be better.
He can't
be worse
than he was
awesome in September.
Yes.
Well, September he was great. He had some stuff going on. I think he's fixed that. So he'll be better. Canada apparently is going to try to hit more home runs. He wants to add that element to his game. But, I mean, you're right. I mean, the top of that lineup is going to carry you.
It's got to. I mean, Nimmo had a terrific season. You love him. You've locked him to a long-term deal. Marte the same. Lindor, Alonso, McNeil. And then it really goes off a cliff. I mean, you go from the batting champion to Daniel Vogelbach, and then to Canna, Escobar, and Narvaez. That is not murderer's row from 6 through 9 at the bottom of your lineup.
No, your two big guys are going to have to have really good seasons again. Alonso had 40 and 130. I mean, Lindor had a really good season.
I don't want to.
And they both played almost. I mean, Lindor played 161
well,
and 162.
You couldn't get him out of the lineup.
And he played 160.
Here's what concerns me a little bit. All right. Can Nimmo be much better than last season?
Oof. I think you're just hoping that that's just the season.
That's the new norm.
That's his season.
Right. But can he be much better?
Probably not.
Can Marte be much better than last season?
He could not get hurt.
Oh, okay. But I'm talking about production on the field. That's
no.
pretty.
He's an all-star.
Can Lindor be much better?
Probably not.
Can Alonso be much better?
No, but I'll take the 40 and 130.
I agree. Can McNeil be much better?
No, he was the batting champion.
So all five of those guys had A seasons last year,
and
right?
Didn't win the division.
And they still didn't win the division. And now you're going at it without Diaz. Now, granted, you had a star pitcher, but you also lose a star pitcher.
Yeah, but you hopefully have a star pitcher that's actually going to pitch in the regular season.
Make you 30 starts. Yeah, listen.
Right.
I think they're going to be terrific. The question is, are they going to be good enough to win this division? And the answer is, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even... Would the division be great? Obviously, yes. But, I mean, you saw the Phillies get to the World Series, so... Again, it's going to come down to, I mean, how you're playing at the end of the season. Are you healthy at the end of the season? I mean, you got two really... Oh, I mean, the top of your rotation, those guys, they're not young guys.
But not like young,
Scherzer,
they're
like
old.
Scherzer was nicked up. Can he stay healthy for an entire season? Verlander's pitched a ton of innings, just coming off a World Series.
Right.
He's 40.
Correct.
So, yeah, I mean, listen.
There's questions.
They're right, they're right there, but I think the biggest, I mean, the wet blanket right now is just the thought of having like the ace in the hole at the back end of that bullpen that, you know, not just your team, not just your fans, but every other team looked at like, oh no, it's lights out time.
Yeah, and I think you're a bat short coming into the season.
Right, but you knew that. But I'm just saying, like, what really separated, we've said this a million times, what really separated you from those other teams is that you had Edwin Diaz, and now you don't.
I know. It's really deflating.
Like, you heard the, like, I mean, everyone. As soon as you heard the trumpet, you're like, okay, here it is. It's going to be dominant. It's going to be over. Let's go to the next one.
For that angry caller who chimed in before, I have odds for who's going to win the national championship. UConn is minus 125 because I think far and away have been the best team in the tournament so far. San Diego State plus 360, Miami plus 500, FAU plus 600. In 17 of the past 18 Final Fours, one of the two favorites entering the weekend went on to win it all. So
that's
UConn,
a good nugget.
That's a great nugget. UConn or San Diego State would be those two teams.
Feels like UConn. I mean, they've been the best team the whole tournament.
They really are very good, which is amazing. So he, you know, when he went there, they were in like the American Athletic Conference. And then they went back to the Big East. And now Danny Hurley, in a couple of years, has them back into the Final Four.
Dude, they smashed Gonzaga.
Destroyed them.
Like, as soon as Timmy went to the bench in foul trouble, that was night-night.
Absolutely destroyed them. We'll get to stuff you missed in a couple moments. And then, of course, the other big story is Anthony Volpe. We talked about it earlier. The way he found out was, I thought it was great. I understand that he probably had his heart in his throat, but I think
yes.
At the end of it, he's probably like, oh, like, it was all in good fun, right?
Right, yes. But I'm just telling you, like, in that, when you get called, first of all, when you get called to the GM coach's office, knowing you're going to meet with the coach and the GM at the end of camp, if you're on the bubble, it's like, oh, God, what's this going to be? So you're excited, you're nervous going in. And then for Booney to start it the way he did, to try to trick him, I bet in that spot. And, like, all of a sudden, like, it's a mixture of you want to start crying, you want to start yelling and screaming and swearing why you should be here, and then all of a sudden it's like you can't hear what anyone's saying because, like, you're in your own head. But, yeah, like, the sense of relief that he probably felt when they're like, and we want you to start with the big club. It's awesome, and his parents were there. It was amazing.
Could you imagine if he just started like letting go before he got to that point?
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm not even joking. I'm dead
serious.
You
think I don't deserve to be here? Maybe you don't deserve to be here,
dude. That happens, man. That happens. You start like you can't help yourself. You start yelling and screaming, slamming doors, flipping chairs.
He's 21 years old. He's not going to do that, though.
No, but I mean, sometimes they actually like it. Like, you'll have coaches that, like,
if you want it so badly that you'll have a nervous breakdown over it.
You fight for it. Like, what do you mean I didn't make the team? What else do you need me to do?
Right.
Like, they like the back and forth.
327, did this, did that. Here is how the Yankees told their new shortstop, and I know Yankees fans are very excited about this, their new shortstop that he has made the big club.
Difficult conversation to have because you came in and played your ass off. Okay. You know, we talked about at the start of this being a competition and you killed it. But at the end of the day, you got 20-something games at AAA. There's always room for development. But at the end, I think that development should happen in the big leagues. Welcome to New York. Congratulations, brother. You earned it. You earned it. You earned it. I get you.
No, my heart's beating.
That's I love it. I think it's phenomenal.
That's a moment he'll never forget for the rest of his
life. He'll never forget it.
Never.
And I got to tell you this, and I don't like the Yankees. This kid is immensely likable.
You know what's amazing, though? I was thinking about this because I got a nasty tweet from a Yankees fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as if we're saying, like, as if we've talked negatively about the Yankees. Like, mentioning that 3/5 of their rotation is hurt is, like, a negative thing as a fact that just factual information. It's, they have so many players that I actually like. Like, I like Aaron Judge.
Right.
I'm sure I'm going to like Volpe.
You
I like
Rizzo.
DJ LeMahieu. I like Rizzo. I love Nestor Cortez. I actually like players in their team. Like, I enjoy watching them play baseball.
Correct.
I hate their fans.
Their fans are difficult. And for me, it's just I grew up not liking the Yankees, and I just won't. Like, it doesn't matter. They could have, you know, Saints on the team. It wouldn't matter to me. I don't like the Yankees.
I went on my first date with my wife to a Yankees game at the old Yankee Stadium, Yankees Red Sox, and their fans just drive me crazy.
Their fans are really frustrating. Really frustrating.
Ugh.
But listen, Gerrit Cole is a horse, and you know you're going to get starts out of him.
Judge is one of the best players, maybe the best player in baseball.
He's elite.
I mean, the only real question mark for them right now is third base, is left field, and is the rotation, and who's closing.
That's a lot of question marks, though.
No, I know.
You just said,
I'm trying not to be overly negative.
Third base, left field, starting rotation, and closing. Other than that, it's a slam dunk.
I'm trying not to be overly negative.
All right, so let's make our predictions right now.
No.
You don't even know what I'm going to ask.
The baseball predictions are not going to be done until Thursday.
You don't even know what I'm going to ask. You don't know what I'm asking you.
Okay.
No, forget it then.
No,
forget,
I want a prediction. I'll predict.
RJ?
Yes.
Here's what I want to know. He thinks I'm going baseball, big baseball predictions. No. All I want to know is where do we think, I want us all to say it right now, where does Volpe's bat on Thursday?
Oh, that's a good question.
I wasn't asking for your over-under Yankees wins or that kind of stuff.
I never know with you. Sometimes you put me on the spot.
You know what? You jumped me before I even had a chance to get on with the question.
Make me feel uncomfortable.
All right, so I think DJ LeMahieu is going to lead off.
Yep.
Judge is going to hit second.
Let me write it down.
Rizzo hits third. Yeah, Rizzo hits third.
Stanton. So you're going DJ.
DJ, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton.
Rizzo, Stanton.
So I have Hicks. I have Donaldson.
DJ, you got him leading off.
Yeah, I got him leading off. I got Trevino. Who else do I have?
I got Donaldson.
Yeah,
but where are you putting him?
I don't know yet. I'm working on it. Who am I missing, though? I have Glaber. And then I have Volpe. All right, I'm going to put...
And you got the catcher.
Yeah, I... It's like you're not listening to me at all.
I'm not. I'm trying to
Trevino,
craft the lineup.
I said. All right, so I'm going to go Glaber fifth.
Okay, Torres, yep.
I'm going to go Donaldson sixth.
Okay.
My prediction is that Volpe bats in the seventh spot on Thursday.
Volpe seven.
I'm going to write this down. DR seven. Where are you going?
Well, who's batting eighth?
I'm worried about who's batting eighth.
Hicks?
I think Hicks eighth and catcher ninth.
Trevino.
Yep.
Trevino nine.
Yep.
Who?
Where are you going? I'm going. I feel pretty good about seven.
Feel good about seven,
feel
huh?
Feel good about seven. Where are you going?
I'm gonna put him... I think they put him nine.
Nine. Okay.
Eight or nine.
No. I need a number. Not
I think seven, eight, or nine.
No. I need one whole number, not an or involved.
Oh.
You going nine?
I'll go eight.
Okay, you're going eight.
Going eight.
RJ?
Seven.
So you agree with me?
I do.
You're parroting my seven.
You just happen to come before me.
Yeah, but now you got three. Now you're going four straight righties, though.
And
Stanton, Torres, Donaldson, all righties, Volpe righty.
Correct.
Hicks is a switch hitter. I think they're going to put, they're not going to have four straight.
Okay. So you're going to say they're going to move Hicks. You could be right. And then Raymond?
I think nine.
He thinks they bury him.
I don't think it's buried. Yeah. That's kind of the way I view it.
All right. So you got a seven, an eight, a seven, and a nine. We will find out on Thursday. We probably have the answer before we're off the air, I would think, on Thursday morning, right? Yankees lineup will be out by 10 o'clock in the morning on Thursday.
I just want to get to Thursday.
I'm ready for some real baseball. I can't wait for the start. RJ, you ready?
I am.
All right.
Now. See ya.
The shit you missed.
Oh, and there's a lot of it. Coming off the weekends, this is a busy time, so we won't waste it.
I should have given you more time. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You mentioned Volpe. You've covered it. Yankees over the Jays by four runs yesterday. Judge, Rizzo, both homer. Johnny Brito might be a name Yankee fans want to become familiar with. Candidate to take Luis Severino's spot in the rotation. Threw 5 1/3 yesterday. Hitless baseball with 3 strikeouts. Yankees might be running out of bodies, but we're going to get to know some of the new ones. Mets and Marlins tie 3-3. Starling Marte, 3-for-3. Justin Verlander, 3 earned over 5. Max Scherzer will start opening day for the Mets, followed most likely by David Peterson. We assume he's won the...
I think I saw a tweet that it's going to be Peterson.
And then Verlander will go on day 3, right?
Yeah, so it'll be... If it's Peterson who beats out Miguel... Peterson, by the way, in the spring, very good. Did not allow a run in his 4 outings.
The only thing that worries me about him...
You don't like him.
No, it's not that I don't like
him. No, we don't. We know you don't like him.
John Heyman reported David Peterson has earned his final rotation spot.
There it is.
The only thing I don't like about him is that he walks too many guys for my taste.
Didn't give up any runs, though. So he beats out McGill, as you said, Dave, followed by Verlander, Brett Beatty, Mark Vientos, AAA.
Oh, I thought you were saying they were in the rotation.
No. AAA.
That would be something.
To start the year, Darren Ruff, not a part of anything.
Gone.
He's just gone.
He'll play for the Reds.
Yeah, Reds need players.
Wow.
Reds do need some players. You guys covered the Final Four. That is set. How about the...
Make sure you give UConn some love and attention.
I'll get yelled at if I don't. So that picks up again on...
Disrespect to Stores, Connecticut.
Saturday at 6:09, I believe.
That picks up again on Saturday, as you said, Dave. Have yourself a day, Caitlin Clark.
Oh,
41
so
points,
good.
12 assists, 10 rebounds. Number 2 Iowa beats Louisville pretty handily. And the Hawkeyes onto their first Final Four in 30 years.
RJ, can I make an NFL case you missed it?
Yeah.
That I forgot from last week. Did anyone see the video of DJ Fluker?
No.
Oh.
That boy's in shape.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Google DJ Fluker right now. Guy is just...
He's,
didn't he play with the Giants for a minute?
The Giants had given him a flyer, but
yeah,
beast.
So. Really?
He looks nothing like
looks
what
like
he was.
He could,
where is he now?
He's a free agent.
Yeah.
He's a free agent. He was at the Pro Day.
He was at the Alabama Pro Day, too, so teams would give him a look.
He looks like he could bench press Iowa.
Offensive linemen are not supposed to look like that.
Insane.
Continue along.
A couple of other baseball nuggets to clean up. Ray's hopeful that Wander Franco will be ready for opening day.
You're telling me that Ray is hopeful for that?
No.
I caught that too.
Kyle Wright of the Braves headed to the IL to start the season. Not good for him. And LeBron James was back yesterday. Missed 13 games with a foot. Lakers lose to the Bulls by 10. But LeBron... Did you think about having surgery on the foot?
Did anyone ever suggest surgery?
Yeah, two doctors.
Why did you decide against it?
Because I went to LeBron James' feet, and he told me I should.
You see what Pat Bev did to them last night? He did the he did a turnaround on LeBron and scored, and then did you're too small, and then he held his nose to all the Lakers fans. You guys still stink.
Lakers one game under 500, 9th in the West. Do you know who's in 11th in the West?
The Mavericks.
And that counts for nothing. No play-in, play-off.
What a disgrace they are right now.
They are 3 games under 500. They have lost 4 in a row. Let's talk about their weekend.
They just lost back-to-back games to the Horcats.
they need to stop losing, though. They can't tank.
They stink. Yeah, that has interest of Knicks fans because that's a top 10 protected pick.
Can't have it.
Jason Kidd, your thoughts on the weekend?
It was awful. Dog. You know, I think just understanding, you know, the talk before the game of what we're playing for, playoffs or championship, and to come out, you know, in that first half, but more or less the first quarter, and give up 37, the interest level wasn't high.
So that was from 2 games ago. By the way, tough to get a championship from the 11 seed, where you're not included in anything. And Kyrie, how about that loss yesterday?
And this is the second game that we played against Charlotte. And these are dangerous games, you know, in the season, because we're obviously playing for something. They're not playing for anything. And you can tell after they celebrate after the game, you know, the home crowd, you know, a little surprised too. You know, they're celebrating because they haven't had consistent flow throughout the season, but when they beat us, it's a big deal.
Oh, Kyrie.
You see what he did?
Kick it out of his own way.
You see what he did during the game?
The
no.
fan? Yeah.
He got a fan kicked out?
No, see what the great. Fan what the fan had on his head?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was worthy again. What was it? I don't know. I saw it. What did the hat say?
It was the old Washington football team logo.
Oh, God.
So whatever Kyrie accused him of saying, I think I believe Kyrie.
Oh, my God.
Mikal Bridges, 44 yesterday. 1 point short of his career high. Not enough. Nets lose to the Magic. Tough loss. That's one day after the Nets just dismantled the Heat. And does some Knicks some favors. They keep kind of going back and forth. Nets have lost 6 of their last 7. They and the Heat even, 40-35 on the season. Knicks 2 games up on both. Big game tonight for the Knicks. And hear that right here on this fine radio station.
I looked up the number for this game.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what it is? Knicks hosting the Rockets.
Oh, this is either favored by a lot or concerning.
Well, Brunson's questionable, too, tonight.
What would you think it would be? Knicks hosting the Rockets.
I would hope favored by a lot.
They should destroy them tonight.
Favored by a decent amount.
Yeah, Knicks by 13.
Okay.
Good.
All right, that makes sense. Ben Simmons, his season's in doubt.
He might never play again.
Jacques Vaughn said last week that there was zero question that he'd be back, and now he has a nerve impingement. Probably not going to be back. He's missed 15 games. Basketball, just but a hobby. The Devils have clinched a playoff spot. Rangers not far behind. They're 4 points back, to be exact. Islanders in seventh after just a difficult loss on Saturday. They're 3 points up on ninth place Florida. Nice. 1 point up on the eighth place Pens. All in all, still in good shape.
And
your goalie goes from letting in 10 to getting a shutout. Great.
That really happened.
Amazing.
Not dead yet. Come on.
Huge, huge Islanders game tonight.
Very big. Very big. You can hear that on 1050 streaming. Beginning at 7 o'clock.
Against the New Jersey Devils.
That is correct. The Devils are a good team.
Go Islanders tonight.
And that's
although
it
I own Jack Hughes in the shootout, he is nasty.
We know.
You owned a lot of people.
That's it?
We never mentioned, too, how important the fact that all three of the kid lines scored the other night.
That was nice.
You get that line going, too, having the three that can score.
Well, you got to figure in the postseason that trio is going to get rolling like they did last year.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
He's cheating on us. Raymond.
Why?
Because, you know, as we're doing our show, you know
what
he's watching?
Yeah, I know.
He's watching Kelly and Ryan. Because Lionel Richie is co-hosting the show today.
All I have to do is look up.
Right.
It's going to be Kelly and Mark soon.
We have four TVs in here.
How long does he continue on the show before he leaves?
I think it's soon he's leaving.
Seacrest is leaving soon?
Seacrest out.
How do you
How about, you want to talk about one of the biggest, one of the worst decisions in the history of life.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the other guy who used to host American Idol with Seacrest and decided he didn't want to do it no more? Remember they had two hosts initially?
Like a radio DJ, wasn't it? Like Johnny Bones or something?
I don't know. It wasn't Bones.
Don't you remember that guy?
Yeah, I know who he is, but that was a terrible
decision. Wait, are you talking about a different guy that I'm talking about?
I know who Bones. Yeah, it's not Bones.
Oh. There was another host with Seacrest, though?
They started the initial American Idol had Seacrest and another guy. Yes.
I don't remember that.
I'll tell you his name.
Okay.
What a bad decision. I mean, just an awful decision.
It's a bad career choice.
Oh, Brian Dunkelman.
Yeah,
I have no idea who that is. That could be a totally made up name.
You could have made that up right on the spot.
Awful decision.
And I would have believed you.
Have you ever heard of the guy who had stock in Apple? I think he was a co-founder, and they're like, "We'll buy you out for, $100,000," and he took the money.
No way.
And it turned into $47 trillion or something. Ugh. Yeah. Brian Dunkelman, who's only now 51 years old.
Well, how about that? So Mark Cuban actually he was asked to invest in Uber, be one of the initial investors, and he said, "I don't know if that's going to work."
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're Mark Cuban. You're worth $1 trillion anyway. You're Brian Dunkelman. Nobody even knows who you are.
Right. I mean, that's a bad decision. What
He's
do I tell you?
Ellicottville, New York.
Yeah, that did not. I mean, look what it did for Seacrest.
Seacrest is a major star now.
Everywhere.
How do you think it would work? Be honest now. So Kelly's going to be working with her husband every day.
Every day.
Is that something you would like to do?
I'd love it.
You would love to work with Kes.
I can't get enough of my wife.
I can't tell you if you're messing around or not.
I'm being dead serious.
So if you guys were to work together on a show, on a project, every day, you'd be at the same job. You would love that.
Love it.
All right. I think you're in the real minority here.
My wife is the best thing ever.
I think your wife is awesome. And I don't think I would have an issue with it either. But I think that most guys would want their wife to be nowhere near their workspace.
I'm not one of those people. I can't get enough of your love, babe.
I like when your voice goes deep. So Anthony Volpe, Yankee shortstop. Mets move on from Darren Ruff. Mets, looks like Vogelbach is probably going to be their pretty much everyday designated hitter. And I guess the question now is, have the Mets done enough this offseason to make you feel like they have and plus the injury to Diaz, a really good chance to win this division? That would be the question right now. Because I look at the Braves, and I'm sorry to do this, I look at the Braves and I think they're the better team than the Mets right now.
Yeah, I would say no. At this point, I would say no. I think we said it the entire time. I still feel like they're a bat light, and I don't. I mean, the idea of not having Edwin Diaz for a full season, you can say what you want. Like, Buck is smart enough, he'll find a way to...
Well, you can't make bad pitchers good pitchers.
No, I mean, you got... Robertson's a good pitcher. You got some good pitchers. I mean, Ottavino was really great last year, but, I mean, does that mean he's going to be really great this year?
Certainly not.
No, right? But, I mean, Diaz was the guy you knew and everyone else knew that you put him in that spot, the game's over. He was that dominant last year.
But, see, the thing for me is the Diaz is just a freak, unfortunate, awful injury. The thing that truly frustrates me more than that is that they're running back this Canna, Vogelbach, Narvaez, Escobar, final four batters of what we think is going to be the lineup. You needed a bat. You knew you needed a bat. You tried to get Correa. It didn't pan out, and then you've done nothing. Now, I assume at some point they'll make a move for a legitimate bat, but that's where... I can't get angry at the Diaz injury. That's just a freak thing. But it felt like they didn't handle that they needed a bat, and they didn't get a bat.
The owner said that you needed a bat.
And you tried.
And we currently don't have that bat.
So you're either going to go all in on Carlos Correa, or you'll add nothing? Like, there's no in between there?
Well, I think the thought from a lot of people was that one of the kids would step in.
Clearly, they don't trust the kids right now.
The hope that Beatty or Vientos would step up.
Clearly, they don't trust the kids right now.
Obviously, they sent them down.
You heard what they said about Alvarez. I think we talked about it a little bit last week. Is it not only is Alvarez not going to be on the big club right now, they said that you might not see him until September.
Well, let's face it. I mean, offensively, he did not have a good spring.
He was putting too much pressure on himself. And he's young. He's very young.
Right. He's very young. I mean, maybe the thought is that, we'll see how this goes early on. We'll give Vogel back a chance. Right? Escobar had a great September. Everyone likes him. He's a good clubhouse leader. Buck loves him. And then if we have to make some adjustments, we'll make some adjustments. The upgrade, hopefully, is that by bringing Verlander in after a Cy Young season, that he's going to be available during the regular season where DeGrom wasn't.
Correct. Right. Well, you get 12 starts from DeGrom. Hopefully, you get 30 from Verlander.
Yeah.
So that's a big difference. So they're better there. But offensively, they're not better.
Offensively, no, they're not better. I mean, you had... Alonso played 160 games. Lindor played 161. They both had unbelievable seasons. Now, I mean, Alonso hit 40. Is he capable of hitting more than 40? Yeah, he's probably capable of hitting more than 40.
You can't
but still.
Go into a season expecting Pete Alonso to hit more than 40 home
No,
runs.
I know. But, I mean, is he capable of doing it? Yeah, I guess he's capable of doing it. But to your point, I mean, he had 40 and 130. Lindor had a great season. McNeil won the batting title. Marte was an all-star. You won 101 games. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to win the division. And then you didn't have a great showing in the playoffs.
But are you a better team now than you were at the end of last season?
It doesn't feel like it.
No. You lose your all-world closer. You haven't added the bat. And you've probably upgraded not in quality of pitcher, but in availability of pitcher.
Well, also don't forget, I mean, Scherzer was nicked up. Hopefully he doesn't get nicked up, but he's a year older. He'll be 39.
You like the Quintana signing. That's now not even something you can think about for a long time.
You don't know what Senga's going to be.
Right.
You have high hopes, but you don't know really what he's going to be.
Carrasco's fine.
Carrasco's fine. I mean, listen, I think Narvaez is probably an upgrade from what McCann gave you, what the catcher position gave you last year. But yeah, like, I mean, the ones that you would point to and say they have to be better, like Escobar, I mean, if Escobar is, now I don't think he's going to be what he was in September for an entire year, but if he's a better version of himself, that'll help.
If he's good, it would be a huge impact.
Right, if he's good, but you expect Alonso's going to be good, McNeil's going to be good, Lindor's going to be good. Hopefully the season you saw from Nimmo is now just that's, I mean, he gets his big deal that that's just who he is now. Marte had a great season. Canna says he's working on trying to hit more home runs. See if that pays off. I think the biggest thing right now is obviously the bat, but again, it's the residue of watching Edwin Diaz jumping up and down on the mound and snapping his...
Terrible. Terrible. How deep are we going with these Major League Baseball predictions on Thursday, RJ?
I think we're going division winners, right?
I want to know what I'm getting myself into so that I can appropriately prepare. RJ,
yeah, let me write this down, RJ. What are we doing on Thursday here?
RJ, I know you have it all ironed out. What are we doing?
So typically... We've done division winners. We have had predictions for... Oh, that's nice. We've had predictions for the CS on both sides.
Okay.
MVPs. Cy Youngs.
Didn't he take Tyler O'Neill to an MVP of the National League last year?
No, that happened. That was troubling.
I did not take Tyler O'Neill.
You did.
Wait, is that right?
I can promise you I did not take Tyler O'Neill.
I thought you did.
I said he was a sleeper. I think I took Olsen.
That might not be any better.
That'd be a heck of a hot take.
I'd have to go back and look. But...
You had great things to say about Tyler O'Neill, and he was... Oof.
He had a good first game, remember?
he had four home runs or something.
He had two home runs, and you were like, see, who took Tyler O'Neill?
Five RBI.
And then he went missing.
He's jacked. Oof.
Great.
Cy Young.
Yep.
Cy Young. World Series.
World Series.
Both teams that will qualify.
Rookies of the year.
And if you so fancy, Rookie of the Year.
All right, so let me just confirm this. I got division winner, I got CS, I got MVP, I got Cy Young, I have World Series participants and winner, and I have Rookie of the Year. Is that accurate?
That's all of it.
Okay. Little news, it's college basketball related. Duke point guard Tyrese Proctor, who is the Australian kid who came in and was really good for Duke. He was going to be a lottery pick in the draft this season. Will return to Duke for his sophomore season. He told ESPN, quote, we have unfinished business.
I love that.
So he will be back for year two for John Shire.
Baycott's coming back to UNC, too.
And so is R.J. Davis. And R.J. Davis, Westchester, went to Stepanak High School in Westchester.
You're incredible.
Well, no, it's. I mean, you live in Westchester. It's pretty much understood.
Right. It's such a bougie area.
It's a full county.
No free refills, tell you that.
Not at the place I went to. By the way, I got so many people that I didn't even know couldn't agree with you more. Charging you for a second refill. You know who is completely on my side here at the station? John Winthrop.
Of course.
Shocking. You know what he said? He took it a step further, which I would not do and I did not do. He said he would leave a lesser tip if he had to go ahead and pay for the refill. And
he's
I said, I said, why would I take it out on the waitress? Because the store or the restaurant has a policy that I don't agree with.
It's not their policy. It's the store or
exactly.
the restaurant.
Exactly. So I thought I was appropriate. He says it affects the wait staff now.
It's because Winthrop's the guy that's just waiting to, like, he's looking for reasons to give less tip.
Well,
is what he's doing.
Not all the time.
He's not a great guy. He's got 27 kids.
You're the one
kids.
Who went there, huh?
You know what? What's the matter with you? I wasn't saying that.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me either. It was Santiago's got his mind in the gutter. All right.
The look on your face as that left your mouth.
I wasn't saying that. You're a bad person.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Take me home. Because I don't remember.
That's Phil Collins.
Yeah, no kidding.
Genesis.
What is I like your version better.
Yeah. You're going to want to know the song at some point, aren't you?
It's Monday, man. I mean, what are we doing?
By the end of the week, I'll give you a song.
You keep telling me we're going to get a song, we're going to get a song. I've had nothing.
You know what? I don't know what you're looking for from me.
And then you tease me a little. Sometimes you
want to go where everybody knows your name.
Was that you singing?
Dave just made a chorus of himself just now.
It was both. It was me singing and it was the recording.
It was recorded, Dave, and it was live, Dave.
That's right. And that's a treat.
Walking on sunshine. Woo!
I mean, I could sing this if you'd like.
Let's hear some. I guess
that's so. I don't know what that will.
Believe it or not, it's just me.
I can sing.
That was your most heartfelt, like, sensitive performance. That
what?
One.
The Great American Hero?
That last one, just how you, I mean, you really finish that strong.
It goes on and on and on and on.
You know what song I really like? The Greatest Love of All. Do you know that song?
Yeah, I love that song.
Oh, I know that. I could do the whole thing.
All right, let's sing that one on Friday then.
Friday?
As you go off onto your little week-long vacation.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride. To make it easier.
Make it easier.
Let the children's laughter remind us how it used to be. I'll do the whole thing for you on Friday.
I remember long ago.
Never to walk in anyone's shadow.
Damn, that boy can sing.
Must be crazy.
He good.
You must be crazy.
RJ, you ever seen Coming to America? You're not familiar with that movie. He's not even paying attention.
He's answered phones. If he said no to that, he would have been off the show.
I've seen it.
Good and terrible.
So that you've seen.
I was on the hunt for something. I finally found it. It took me like an hour to find.
What are you looking for?
It was something you said earlier that Rick took umbrage with.
Which is? Tim LeCastro, I guess, is going to be the guy that gets some run there in the outfield in the DH spot.
That made Rick very angry, actually.
What are you so angry about?
Tim LeCastro's not going to be DHing.
He might be one time.
When?
Once or twice.
I don't know. Why would it make you angry?
It did make me angry. I attacked you afterward. I just want to be. I mean, Tim LeCastro is not. I don't think the
Billy
the one circled for DH.
So
Billy Epper will make a trade and it'll be addressed.
So Vogelback, every single game is going to be your DH.
No, I think he could have. I mean,
Tommy Pham.
I think Pham. I think there's the chance that Guillorme plays third and Escobar could DH.
I think that's possible. I tell you this. I like Guillorme is the kind of player that he doesn't wow you with the numbers and the stats.
I love him.
There's just a winning feel and mentality about Luis Guillorme.
The guy can play, man.
And no matter where you put him, he's an elite defensive player.
Great defensive player. I don't disagree at all. I'm excited, dude. Like, I don't want to. I'm not trying to rain on anyone's parade. We got two really good teams in our division. I mean, you won 101 games and somehow managed to not win the division last year. And it's, I mean, the Braves are...
They're a beast.
Elite.
They are elite. I mean, you look at what the Yankees have to deal with, and you know, the Blue Jays are good, the Rays are good, but I think the Yankees are clearly better. Honestly, I think the Braves are better than the Mets. And there's no shame in saying that. At this moment, when you look at that team, you know who else they added? The catcher from the A's.
Yeah, I'm Murphy, aware. Murphy.
Who's a real problem, too.
Right. And again, I mean, Acuna, another year away from the knee. Olsen, now he's comfortable. I mean, Harris was good last year as a rookie. I'm sure he'll be better. I mean, I just watched some video of him. He's a lefty hitting a absolute rocket righty. Like that team from, I mean, top to Riley. I mean, you name it.
They're good. Oh, you know who's been missing? Who's back, by the way?
On the phones?
Yeah.
Yo, from Israel.
Yo, I mean, I was actually worried that the Mossad might have gotten to him.
Oh, maybe he's on vacation.
Maybe. Let's find out what's going on. Good morning, Yov. You're on 98.7. You all right?
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Dave. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm fine. I've been worried about you.
Yeah, you know, it's been a little bit tough going here in Israel. So it's been a little bit tough going to call to you guys, but I'm back. I'm here to call.
Well, we've missed you. I'm glad you made the call. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, so Anthony Volpe, I mean, I'm so excited, as I can say, because for the first time I've seen, like in this lineup, we have a player that we don't know what his upside will be. And it gets me excited because, you know, it's there is a hope that this kid can carry this lineup.
I don't think he's going to carry the lineup.
Not carry, but maybe he can hit 260, 270 and add a little bit more contact to this lineup. That's something the Yankees missing.
Well, he's going to lengthen your lineup. I mean, he's going to add some athleticism to your lineup, a guy that can steal bases.
That's a huge difference, too.
He's shown he's got some pop. He's got some pop in his bat.
I think it's realistic to think that, I don't know, this year, but you can get, I mean, he's going to be a 2020 guy at some point.
Yeah, I think that's the expectation.
Right? I mean, okay, let me give you numbers. Can he hit this season 267, 18, 70... 18, 70, and 20.
Yes.
Like I'm not asking for any wild numbers, right? Like play a good shortstop, not elite, a good shortstop, hit 265, 267, 18, 70, and 20.
Yeah, I think he's capable of doing that.
You give me that?
I mean, listen, there's a ton of pressure on this kid. But, I mean, everything you've seen from him so far, I mean, they tell you it's an open competition. And say what you want about spring training pitching. I mean, it's not like the kid had an okay spring or a good spring. He had a great spring. Right? I mean, 314, had 10 extra base hits, 3 home runs. Like, the kid, I mean, he went out and seized the job. Like, he was not going to be denied. But it's, listen, I mean, this is a big jump, man. I mean, it really is.
Think about 2 years ago, he was in Able. Last year he was in AA, moved up to AAA, and now he's with the big club. That is a meteoric rise is what it is.
It is, but I mean, it's again, how many years have we heard about how good he is and what the expectations
since
for him
since the moment they drafted him. And he's a Yankees fan. He's a Jersey product. Like the stories, it writes itself here.
Right, it writes itself. You saw how they announced, how the people responded to that. Yeah, I mean, it's all good stuff, but I mean, reality sets in when all of a sudden on Thursday now, you look at the lineup and you're penciled in as the Yankees opening day shortstop.
He's not going to sleep much on Wednesday. Congratulations to you, by the way. 5 shots taken, which is more than the other 3 of us
combined.
Raymond, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
Well, shout out to Jesse from Rochester, who's not Anthony Volpe's roommate, and he was not RJ's best man.
I don't remember your best man toast at all.
No, it was
at his wedding. Oh, RJ was best man at his wedding.
Oh, pay attention.
Pay attention.
Number 2.
And in return, the guy had no honor at all at your wedding.
The list continues. Where did we end up, Dave?
What are we talking about?
The shots.
Oh, well, Rick took 5 shots. I took 2. You took 1. RJ, clean slate.
All right, no shots.
You want to tussle?
Nope. The Niners do have tons of
Yeah, I just want an excuse to throw those in.
Number 1.
The great pickleball debate. I'd say go to @DR on ESPN and lob your votes in, but it's a murder. Rick, 76%. Dave, 24%.
Okay.
So 24 minutes left if you feel like, you know.
Thrashing.
Just
that's fine. I mean, you thrash before the event. I will thrash at the event.
So we are doing this.
No.
Oh, it's going to happen at some point. It's going to happen.
At some point, I want to play in those gorgeous new courts they have at Central Park. That would be great.
I'll be a Huckleberry. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Rule 76.
No excuses. Play a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg and
Roy Firestone.
German magician. 987 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.